我想开始的时候，先请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读一些主的话。
May we begin by reading some verses from the Word of God.
我们先看希伯来书第十章。
Let's begin with Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书第十章。
Hebrews chapter 10.
第二十五节。
Verse 25.
你们不可停止聚会。好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
Not forsaking our own assembling together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near.
帖撒罗尼迦后书
Second Thessalonians
第二章
Chapter 2
第一节和第二节
Verses 1 and 2
弟兄们论到我们主耶稣基督降临和我们到他那里聚集我劝你们无论有灵有言语有冒我名的书信说主的日子现在到了不要轻易动心也不要惊慌
Now we request you, brethren, with regard to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, that you may not be quickly shaken from your composure or be disturbed either by a spirit or a message or a letter as if from us, to the effect that the day of the Lord has come.
马太福音第十八章
Matthew chapter 18.
马太福音第十八章第二十节
Matthew chapter 18 verse 20
因为无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会那里就有我在他们中间
For where two or three have gathered together in my name there I am in their midst
我们最后请看哥林多前书第十一章
And lastly, 1 Corinthians Chapter 11.
我们从十七节读到二十节。
We'll read verses 17 through 20.
我现今吩咐你们的话不是称赞你们，因为你们聚会不是受益，乃是遭损。第一，我听说你们聚会的时候彼此分门别类，我也稍微的信这话。在你们中间不免有分门结党的事，好将那些有经验的人显明出来。你们聚会的时候，算不得吃主的晚餐。
But in giving this instruction, I do not praise you, because you come together not for the better, but for the worse. For in the first place, when you come together as a church, I hear that divisions exist among you, and in part I believe it.For there must also be factions among you, in order that those who are approved may have become evident among you. Therefore, when you meet together, it is not to eat the Lord's Supper.
我今天早晨呢，要继续和弟兄姊妹讲到聚会生活的习惯。
This morning, I'd like to continue to share with everyone on the topic of habits in our church meetings.
我们上次和弟兄姊妹讲到我们个人基督徒生活的习惯。
Last time we already mentioned in a Christian's life our personal habits.
那么今天早晨呢，我们要讲到怎样能养成好的聚会生活的习惯。
And this morning we will discuss on the topic of how to cultivate a good, church life habit.
我想在我们进入这个主题之前啊。
I think that before we go into this topic,
我想从圣经里面我们看见有三件简单的事，也可以说是最重要的事。
In the Bible, we can see three most important things.
我们每个基督徒呢都应该牢牢地记住。
And every Christian must hold on to this tightly.
这三件事呢，也可以说是圣经中最重要的。
And these three things can also be said as the three most important things in the Bible.
第一件事情。
The first one,
我们要记得神所赐给我们最大的恩典。
The first is the greatest grace that the Lord has bestowed upon us.
就是神借着他的儿子 把一个新的生命赐给我们。
That God has given us a new life through His Son.
也就是神把他自己的生命分赐给众人。
And this means that He has given His very own life to everyone.
这是神所能给我们最大的恩典。
And this is the greatest grace that God can give us.
啊，我想我要把这个话再重复一遍。
And I will repeat this one more time.
希望每个弟兄姊妹牢记在心。
So that every brother and sister will remember this in our hearts.
神给我们最大的恩典。
God's greatest grace that He's given to us.
就是借着他的儿子把他自己的生命分赐给我们。
Is that He has given us His very own life through His Son.
第二件重要的事情。
The second most important thing.
就是神在我们身上最大的注意。
The one thing that the Lord pays attention to the most.
就是他看我们里面的生命有没有成长。
Is whether the life inside of us has grown.
有没有达到丰盛？
Have we achieved this abundance?
所以这是今天神在每一个蒙恩圣徒身上最大的注意。
And this is the one thing that the Lord pays attention to most in all the Christians.
神不管你有多大的恩赐。
He doesn't care how great, how many
神也不管你
有
多大的能力。
Or how much ability you have.
神也不管你有多少的热忱。
Or how much compassion you have.
神今天最关心的就是他所赐给我们的生命在我们里面有没有成长。
The one thing that the Lord cares about is whether or not the life inside of us has growth.
所以我希望弟兄姊妹能记住这是第二件重要的事情。
So I hope that you remember this is the second most important thing.
就是神注意我们里面生命的成长。
He pays attention to the growth of that new life within us.
第三件事情。
And the third thing.
神所关注的。
What the Lord pays attention to is regarding gathering.
神关心他儿子的教会在地上有没有长大成人。
He cares about his son's church on earth, whether there is maturity.
啊，就生命有没有成熟。
Meaning that, is this life mature?
基督的丰满能借着教会彰显出来吗？
That the abundance and fullness of Christ, can it be manifested in the church?
啊，我想弟兄姊妹，这是全本圣经给我们看见最重要的三件事情。
In the entire Bible, these are the three most important things that we see.
为了帮助一些年轻的弟兄姊妹。
In order to help some of the younger Christians.
啊，就是初蒙恩的弟兄姊妹。
Some who have just believed in the Lord.
所以我们把这些事集中在三件简单重要的事上。
We will sum up all things in these three points.
那么弟兄姊妹能记得吗？
Can you remember these three?
啊，我再重复一下。
And I'll repeat it again.
啊，我觉得如果主给我恩典，
that if God can give me grace,
能像保罗一样，
I can be like Paul,
借着圣灵呢，能把这些话写在你们的心上就好了。
Like the Apostle Paul, through the Spirit, I can write these words on your heart.
我们终身都不能忘记。
We can never forget this.
啊，神所给我们一个最大的恩典，第一件事情。
The first one is He's given us this great grace.
就是神借着他的儿子，把他自己的生命赐给我们。
That through His Son, He has given us His very own life.
第二件事情，
The second thing,
神在每一个基督徒身上他所关心的，
is that among all the Christians, the one thing that He cares about,
他所注意的，
that He pays attention to,
是这个生命在我们里面有没有成长，
is whether or not this life inside of us has growth.
第三件事情，
and the third point,
就是他注意这个生命在整个教会里面有没有达到成熟。
He pays attention to his entire church and whether this life has maturity.
我们晓得教会今天在地上为主所做的见证。
We know that in this world, the church has a testimony for the Lord.
最大的见证就是生命的见证。
And this greatest testimony is life.
因为只有从这个生命的里面，
and only from this life,
能把基督的性格、基督自己荣美的品格能够彰显出来。
Can we manifest the character of Christ?
所以我们今天在主的跟前，
so today before the Lord,
第一个我们要感恩。
The first thing we need to do is give thanks.
另外我们有两个重要的追求。
And the second thing is we have two pursuits.
一个是追求个人生命在主面前能够 成长。
We need to pursue personal growth in the Lord.
第二件事情。
And the second,
我们要追求和弟兄姊妹在主面前一同成长。
We need to pursue after growing together with brothers and sisters.
让主的生命能够在教会的里面呢，能够达到丰满。
So God's life within the church can achieve fullness.
我们上一次已经和弟兄姊妹讲到。
Last time we already mentioned brothers and sisters.
这个生命的成长呢，跟我们这个有的是习惯的，有一些密切的关系。
This the growth of this life is dependent on some of our habits.
我仔细的注意，很多时候主的生命在我们身上不能成长，是因为我们没有好习惯。
Sometimes the Lord's life within us cannot grow because we have some bad habits.
照样的，整个教会也是一样。
And also with the church.
我们知道聚会的生活也是帮助我们在主面前生命成长。
The life of the gathering of the saints can also allow this life to grow.
聚会的生活是能够把这个生命能更多彰显出来的。
The life of the church needs to manifest even more of this life.
所以因此呢，我们在聚会的生活里面，我们也需要追求一个好的习惯。
So even in our church gatherings, we need to pursue after good habits.
我们讲过，个人这个生命的成长呢，我们知道有许多重要的条件。
And we've already mentioned that in our personal growth and personal habits, there are some requirements.
那么在聚会的生活里面呢？
In the church life,
同样的是需要有一些重要的条件。
There's also a few important requirements.
这个也是分为外面和里面。
And this also has an outward and an inward aspect.
我们讲过个人生命的成长，这外面的条件，比方说需要空气，需要阳光，需要水，需要食物啊。
We've already mentioned this before that from an outward standpoint, we need air, we need food, water, and we need sunlight.
今天在教会的生活、聚会的生活里面呢，也同样需要重视这些东西。
And in the church life, we need the same things.
我们知道今天神的儿女们在一起聚会。
We know that today when the children of God gather together,
这个属灵的空气是非常重要的。
The spiritual air or atmosphere is very important.
所谓属灵的空气，就是在聚会中也有一个属天的空气。
And what does this mean is that in our gatherings we have an air of heaven, a heavenly air.
我们必须注重这件事情。
And we need to pay attention to this.
这说明什么呢？
And what does this speak of?
今天只要你把属地的把世界的东西带到教会的里面。
This means that when we bring the things of the world into the church,
也就是你容许仇敌的权势进到教会里面。
And you allow the power of Satan to enter into the church,
那么教会的空气就整个被污染。
The air in the church is destroyed.
所以今天我们可以看见今天在地上的教会。
So we can see that today in the world, all the churches,
如同启示录二三章里面所讲到那七个教会一样。
Just like the seven churches that were mentioned in the book of Revelation.
我们知道有好几个聚会，你能感觉到他们中间那个属灵的空气是乌烟瘴气的。
We can see that among these churches, you can see that there is there's pollution.
有的严重到一个地步，你进到那个聚会里面去啊，你都不能呼吸啊。
Some so severe to the point that when you enter into these gatherings, you cannot breathe.
你几乎要窒息了。
You will suffocate.
我们看见在那里仇敌的权势在教会的当中。
You can see the workings of Satan within the church.
世界的东西在教会当中。
All the things of the world are in the church.
人的肉体的这些全是在教会当中。
And the things of the flesh are abundant.
所以今天我们要维持教会能够有一个属灵清洁的空气。
So we need to preserve a spiritual clean air within inner gatherings.
我们必须在这里防范所有出于世界的东西。
And we must completely stop the things of the world from entering.
我们不能容许这属地的东西进到教会的里面。
We cannot allow the things of the world to come into the church.
因为我们需要呼吸一个高天的清气。
Because we need to breathe a clean heavenly air.
所以一个真正好的聚会。
So in order to have a good gathering,
你进到这个聚会的里面，
when you walk into the meeting,
你就能呼吸到一种属灵的新鲜的空气。
And you can breathe a clean spiritual air.
我们知道这个对我们生命的成长是非常重要的。
And we know that this is very important in terms of our spiritual growth.
今天我们讲在世界各地。
We know that throughout the world,
有的人常年的活在一些污染空气的这个环境的里面。
Many people have lived in a polluted environment.
所以你就看见有很多的疾病。
And you see a lot of illnesses.
那么第二件事情。
The second thing.
那么需要阳光。
We need sunlight.
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
我们的主耶稣就是公义的日头。
That our Lord Jesus himself is the sun.
他的光线有医治的能力。
And the rays of his sunlight have bring forth healing.
所以在教会的聚会里面是需要有阳光的。
So within the church we need sunlight.
啊，没有阴暗的东西。
There is no darkness.
那么弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
在圣经你可以找出很多的经节。
In the Bible you can find many verses.
啊，那么我们举一处说明就可以。
And I'll just pick one example.
在路加福音第一章七十八节。
In Luke chapter 1 verse 78.
他说因为我们神怜悯的心肠让清晨的日头从高天临到我们。
It says, because of the tender mercy of our God, with which the sunrise from on high will visit us.
这说明主耶稣在他的教会中用明亮的阳光来照亮。
So this says that the Lord Jesus within his church uses the sunrise from on high to visit us.
所以先知们也说,
and the prophets say this as well.
他显现如同晨光,
he reveals himself as the morning sun, the sunrise.
所以弟兄姊妹们, 这个阳光乃是指着主的显现说的。
And this sunrise, this sunlight represents the revealing of God.
也是他的同在说的。
And it also speaks of his presence.
今天我们应当一个渴慕。
Today we need to have this hunger.
渴慕神的同在显在我们中间。
This thirst for the presence of God among us.
每一次聚会我们都渴望他向我们显现。
That every time we gather, we need to thirst for the presence of God.
他的显现叫你里面有阳光。
And his revealing will shine light within us.
他的显现让整个聚会充满阳光。
And his revealing will lighten up the entire gathering.
第三件事情。
The third thing.
我们需要水。
We need water.
那么圣经也明显地告诉我们。
And the Bible clearly tells us.
特别在约翰福音第四章。
Specifically in John chapter 4.
讲到只有我们的主耶稣基督生命的活泉。
That only the Lord Jesus is the source of life, is the fountain of life.
他是那个活水井。
He is the fountain of life.
只有从他涌出来的水。
Only water that pours out from him
真正的解决我们的干渴
can truly quench our thirst.
真正能把我们整个人洗得干净
And he can clean us properly.
我们每一次来到聚会的里面
So every time when we come to
church gatherings, 我们都应该渴望从这一个活水井里面我们能够得着解渴
We need to long for the water that flows from this spring to quench our
我们渴望能够在这个水里面重新一次被洗出世界的污秽。
We need to long for the cleansing of this water.
那么第四件事情。
The fourth thing.
就是我们需要有食物。
We need to have food.
生命的成长需要有食物。
The growth of, regarding the growth of life, we need food.
在聚会的生活中。
In our gatherings.
也是主在这里来牧养我们喂养我们的时候
God is also shepherding us and feeding us
但是圣经告诉我们
But the Bible tells us
在约翰福音第六章特别告诉我们
In John chapter 6
只有我们的主耶稣基督
Only the Lord Jesus
他是从天上降下来的粮食
He is the bread that came down from heaven.
所以这说明只有主耶稣是我们的食物。
So this speaks that only Jesus is our food.
在主之外的东西你得不着饱足的。
Anything aside from the Lord Jesus, we cannot be satisfied.
所以呢我们不能把世界的智慧世界的知识这一大堆东西当作食物来喂养。
So we cannot use the intelligence and the ways of the world to feed us.
因为只有主耶稣基督是食物。
Only the Lord Jesus is our food.
所以因此在圣经里面。
So in the Bible.
那么神所有的工作呢它有一个简单的词我们也需要记住。
All the works of the Lord, there is one term to describe it.
就是在基督里。
That is in Christ.
所有一切的事物都是 in Christ, 在基督里。
Everything is in Christ.
所以今天在聚会的里面。
So today, in our gathering,
我们需要有这样一个外在的条件。
We need to have these outward requirements.
如果没有这些。
Without these,
我们的聚会就失去意义。
We will lose purpose in our meaning.
如果没有这些
，without these，
我们可能变成了顶多是一个宗教的行为。
We perhaps will just be a religious gathering.
求主让我们能够聚那个真实的会。
May the Lord allow us to meet in the true gathering.
我们知道这些东西是我们每一个弟兄姊妹的责任。
And this is a responsibility of every single brother and sister.
我们能不能把我们的聚会维系在这样一个光景中
？Can we gather in a way like this？
我再说，这是我们每个弟兄姊妹的责任。
This is every brother and sister's responsibility.
如果我们能聚出这样的会
，And if we can meet in such a way，
人进到这个聚会里面就蒙恩了。
Anyone that comes into our gatherings will be blessed.
因为这是神心中所要的。
Because this is the will of God.
当然我们知道。不仅有外面的条件
We know that not only are there outward requirements
我们还有一些里面的条件
There are also some inward requirements
这个里面的条件就是我们需要一个好的习惯
Our inward requirements speak of the need for having good habits
这些是我们重要的学习
And these are important lessons we need to learn
所以一个聚会有聚会本身的习惯
So in our church, even in our gatherings, we need to have good habits
那么在这件事情上呢我想求主能给我清楚的话能把它说明它
And I ask the Lord to give me clear words to share this
当我们读圣经的时候
That when we read the Bible
我们会发现神所注重的是生命
The one thing that the Lord pays attention to is life
圣经很少提到习惯的事情
The Bible rarely mentions anything about habits
但是有没有习惯呢
But are there habits?
有的
There are
你从那些个人身上看见一些习惯
You can see some habits among those characters in the Bible
你从那些聚会里面看见一些习惯
And you can see it among the gatherings habits
为什么神没有着重地讲到习惯呢
How come the Lord did not specifically mention habits?
因为很多时候如果我们注重习惯很可能那个习惯变成一种做法
And sometimes the reason is because sometimes when we pay attention to the habits it becomesa method or a way.
会变成一种教条。
It becomes a law.
Regulation. 或者有很多时候会变成一个传统。
Or it becomes a doctrine.
所以你会看见今天地上的神的儿女们呢。
So today among God's people.
有时候我们在一个聚会里面看见人家很好，我们就想学别人的习惯，对不对
？Sometimes we see other brothers and sisters and say, "Oh, he's got good habits. Let's copy what he's doing."
弟兄姊妹，这是一个错误。
This is incorrect.
真正我们自己的习惯。
Truly, our own habits.
是我们这些人从追求生命里面所产生出来的习惯。
These habits should be cultivated from our own pursuing after the Lord.
不是从别人的已经有的那个习惯里面我们去学习去照着做。
It's not us trying to imitate someone else's habits.
那一个不是神所要的。
That is not what God desires.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们今天必须注重生命。
Today we need to pay attention to life.
巴望主让我们在这里，因着在这个生命中的追求，能产生出一些美好的习惯。
That may He allow us as we pursue life to have some good habits.
我们上次也讲过。
Last time we already mentioned.
你有生命，一定有习惯。
If you have life, you will have habits.
我们知道习惯不能产生生命。
But habits cannot induce life.
但是呢，这个习惯常常影响我们的生活和生命的成长。
But habits can oftentimes affect our growth.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
我们也需要注意整个聚会的习惯的养成。
We need to pay attention closely to our habits in our gatherings.
我再说
I'll mention this again.
基督徒的生活是活出来的。
The life of a Christian is to live out.
不是学别人学。
It's not to imitate or copy someone else.
我希望我这个点有讲清楚。
I hope that I have clearly explained this.
弟兄姊妹们，不要在这个事情上有误解。
May we not have any conflict with this.
因为这些对我们太重要。
Because this is too important.
所以我们都知道，一个聚会跟个人一样，你有好的习惯就引进祝福。
We know that in our gatherings that it's the same. If we have good habits, we will be blessed.
坏的习惯就对我们生命的成长造成伤害。
And if we have bad habits, it will inhibit our growth.
所以我们这个在这个新约的时代。
So now, as we are in the New Testament times,
我们也看见在《使徒行传》里面记载的各个不同的聚会。
We see in the book of Acts the various types of gatherings.
他们每一个聚会，他们都有他们不同的习惯在神跟前。
In every meeting, they have their different habits before the Lord.
中心点的事物是一样的。
And the focal point is the same.
但是那个表现的情况有很多时候是不一样。
But the outward manifestation is sometimes different.
我想容许我回到这个圣经里面，我们先把这个聚会的重要和它的意义啊，再稍微说明一下。
Allow me to go back to the Bible and explain again the purpose of our gatherings.
我们基督徒都晓得，一蒙恩得救之后呢，我们就开始要聚会。
We know that as soon as you believe in the Lord, you need to begin meeting with brothers and sisters.
我也知道有很，我也碰见过一些福音朋友啊，他迟迟的不肯受浸。
I've met many gospel friends who have refused to become baptized.
他怕什么呢？
What do they fear?
他说啊，我一旦受浸，下面就麻烦。
They said that as soon as I get baptized, problems will arise.
我就必须每个礼拜天去聚会，对不对？
Then I have to go to church every Sunday.
所以不肯受浸。
So I don't want to get baptized.
但是弟兄姊妹们，我们对受浸不够认识。
But brothers and sisters, we don't recognize the true value of baptism.
所以我们先要讲一下聚会的重要。
So we need to explain the purpose of our gatherings.
头一个我们需要注意的。
The first thing that we need to pay attention to.
就是聚会是神的命令。
That meetings and gatherings, this is the commandment of God.
今天如果我们真正爱主，我们就应该守他的命令。
Today, if we truly love the Lord, we will keep His commands.
那意思说，你不聚会呀，你是违背神的命令的。
And this means that if you refuse to go to meetings, you are disobeying God.
我想这是圣经的教导。
This is the teachings of the Bible.
我们必须求主让我们能认识这件事情。
We need to allow the Lord to, we need to see these things of the Lord.
但是另外一面呢，神在聚会里面呢，有他应许的祝福在里面。
But in the gatherings, God has His specific blessings.
神往往在聚会中所赐下的福气啊，不是你个人追求能够得着的。
What the Lord can bestow, how the Lord blesses His church, you cannot achieve this blessing on your own.
我们知道，神不仅命令我们聚会，他乃是把我们聚集起来，要把他的福气赐给我们的。
He not only commands us to meet together, but He also wants us to meet so that He can give us His blessing.
我举一些新约的例子给弟兄姊妹们说明一下。
I'll give some New Testament examples.
比方说在《使徒行传》第二章。
For example, in Acts chapter 2.
神曾经下了命令告诉他们说你们要聚集在耶路撒冷。
He commanded the saints to gather in Jerusalem.
等候父神应许的祝福。
And wait upon the Lord's blessings.
当时跟随主的人成千上万的。
And at that time, there were thousands who were following the Lord.
但是只有这120个人他们听命。
But only these 120 obeyed.
所以他们就在耶路撒冷的一个小楼上聚集。
So they were in the city of Jerusalem on the second floor.
那我们都知道下面有一个大的事情发生了。
And we all know what happened next. This great thing happened. Pentecost came.
五旬节的圣灵从天而降。
At Pentecost, the Spirit descended from above.
这120个人,
these 120 saints.
他们就得着了神。 在他计划中应许中所要降临的一个大的祝福
that they were blessed by the Lord
我们能看见这是神在聚会中所赐下来的福气
and this is the blessing that the Lord has bestowed upon these gatherings
所以那些不在那个楼里面的人呢 没有得着这个福气
so the people that were not in this meeting were not blessed
所以这是一个很好的例子
so this is a very good example
在使徒行传第四章
In Acts chapter 4,
当他们众人在一起祷告的时候,
when the saints were gathered together in prayer, they encountered something very wonderful.
他们正在祷告的时候,地大震动啊,
as they were praying, there was a great earthquake.
哇,他们祷告到地都震动,
they prayed to the point where the ground shook.
我以为是对一个懂得学地震的一个弟兄讲,
This one time I was speaking with a geologist.
Yeah.
And I asked him, well, you know the cause of all these earthquakes. And I told him, there's one reason that you don't know of. I told him that the prayers of Christians can create earthquakes.
那么不仅地震, 地震完之后,
and not only was there an earthquake, but as soon as the earthquake ended, everyone was filled with the Spirit. What does it mean to be filled with the Spirit?
It
means that the abundance of God is overflowing in us.
当我们读四福音书的时候,
when we read the four Gospels,
我们也会看到,
we can also see
主耶稣许多最重要的讲论,
We can see that the most important messages of the Lord were delivered in meetings or gatherings.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
常常在聚会中,
oftentimes in the midst of our gatherings,
主的同在会比我们个人亲近主的时候来得更丰盛。
The presence of God will come in a much mightier way than it when we pursue the Lord individually.
我想有经验的弟兄姊妹们,
And all brothers and sisters who have experience in this can testify of this. How important our gatherings are before the Lord. I'll never forget an elderly sister. She gave me a lot of help. Oftentimes when I went to go visit her, she said, Brother, son, Yesterday when we had our church gatherings, the presence of the Lord was so abundant. And when I was in the middle of that meeting, I was thinking about you. She said to me, well, if you had been here, that would have been wonderful. And I was left speechless.
他对我这样讲话不止一次,
she not only mentioned this to me once,
那么他主要的用意,
and her purpose in telling me this,
就强调说, 不要失去任何一个聚会,
is to emphasize the point that we cannot take for granted any meeting.
神在聚会中会做什么, 你永远预料不到的。
What the Lord can do in these gatherings, you cannot obtain on your own. Because I was not in the same meeting place, gathering place as she was. In actuality, when she was gathering, I was actually in another church gathering. But she would constantly use these words to remind me. And this is true. When we gather together, the experience of the presence of the Lord within us is so much greater than when we pursue the Lord on our own. I remember my early years as a Christian.
有的时候那个聚会里面那个主同在的感觉啊, 到一个地步啊, 当, 弟兄们宣布散会说，弟兄姊妹们都没有人走的。
The presence of the Lord was so great among us that when the brothers concluded the meeting, no one wanted to leave.
那个里面的那个感觉啊，那个美好的感觉，叫你舍不得走的。
And that feeling that you had inside, that wonderful feeling you had inside, no one wanted to leave.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters,
我们要重视聚会。
We need to pay attention to our gatherings.
在帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章呢。
In Second Thessalonians,
保罗这里特别警戒我们。
Paul reminds us,
将来我们到主跟前就是聚会。
That when we go to the Lord, when we're in heaven with the Lord,
那么在第二节以后
we are meeting. And in the second chapter,
他就告诉我们，仇敌在地上竭力破坏的就是聚会。
The one thing that Satan tries to do is to destroy the gatherings.
他恨恶你去聚会。
He despises that you come to the meetings.
我简单说，如果你今天不聚会，魔鬼就笑了。
Let me put it this way: if you don't come to church gatherings, Satan has a smile on his face.
因为他是最愿意做的这件事情。
Because this is his one purpose.
所以很多时候，弟兄姊妹们，他不能阻止人聚会说，他把这个错误的灵带到聚会里面。
So sometimes he's not able to interfere at the meeting, so he brings this false spirit into the meeting.
把这些错误的言语带到教会里面。
And this false language into the meeting.
甚至把一些错误的书信带到教会里面。
And even some false doctrines or writings into the church.
特别告诉我们，这是撒旦的引诱。
And Paul tells us specifically that this is the deception of Satan.
啊，今天我们能看见各到各处的聚会里面。仇敌是不遗余力的，用尽力量的来做破坏的工作。
We can see throughout the churches in the world, Satan is attacking the church gatherings.
还有一个重要的点提醒我们。
One other important point that reminds us.
今天有很多人喜欢在教会里面高抬自己。
People in the church like to elevate yourself or you seek praise, and this is a very awful thing.
啊，他明着告诉我们。这是不法的人借着撒旦的运动所产生的东西，多么可怕！
And this is the lawless man allowing Satan to do his work.
Movement of Satan.
He allows Satan to move.
所以他告诉我们，这里也能够产生异能、神迹，还有一切虚假的东西。
So it tells us here that there are the activity of Satan. There's powers and signs and false wonders.
我想从这些话我们很明白。
From these words we can see very clearly.
如果我们不重视聚会啊。
If we don't pay attention to the gathering.
魔鬼还非常重视我们的聚会呢。
Satan actually pays attention to our gatherings.
所以保罗给我们有重要的一个提醒。
So Paul gives us a very important reminder.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
首先我们必须记得聚会是非常重要的。
The first thing we need to remember is our church gatherings are very important.
然后我们要讲讲是为什么要我们聚会。
And the second thing I want to mention is why do we gather?
聚会真实的意义在哪里？
What is the true meaning of gathering?
首先第一个点我们需要记得。
And the first point is,
聚会最大的目的是为了敬拜。
The first purpose of our gathering is worship.
在启示录第四、第五章里面给我们看见。
Revelations chapter 4 and 5.
你看见在天上有部景象，当那些天使天君和那些人的聚在主跟前，主要的目的就是敬拜。
He gives us an image that everyone that is gathered before the throne is worshiping.
所以我们要养成一个习惯。
So we need to cultivate this good habit.
我们甚至主日来到这里不是来听。不是光来听道。
That when we come and gather on Sundays, it's not simply to just listen to a message.
我们是为了敬拜。
We are here to worship.
我们要和我们所有亲爱的弟兄姊妹在这里一同来敬拜主。
We are to gather with our beloved brothers and sisters to worship God together.
那么什么叫做敬拜？
Now what exactly is worship?
敬拜的意思就是说呢，在我的里面除了主之外没有别的东西。
Worship means that within my heart there is nothing besides the Lord.
所以一个好的习惯是什么呢？当我们要来聚会的时候，我们已经预备好了。到了聚会里面，弟兄姊妹，在我们的心思意念中呢，没有什么人事物的，只有主自己。
So a good habit that we can build up is that prior to coming to these meetings, we prepare our hearts so that during the meeting there is nothing in our hearts and in our minds but the Lord.
那么另外一方面的意义。
Another meaning.
我们聚会的目的为了吸取生命。
In our gatherings, we absorb life.
因为神在这里要供应我们生命。
Because the Lord is going to supply our life.
那么也包括就是我们在这里要呼吸天上的空气。
So we need to breathe the heavenly air.
哇，我们在这个世界中啊，我们整天呼的都是污浊的空气。
And in the world, we're constantly breathing in this polluted air.
啊，虽然呢，西雅图的天气还不错。
Even though the climate in Seattle is pretty good.
但是那个外面的临界里面的空气是污浊的。
But that evil, the spiritual air is not very full of evil spirits. There's a lot of chaos and darkness.
啊，叫你整天碰掉的这东西，你好像都呼吸到那些肮脏的空气。
And constantly throughout the day, we're breathing in this polluted air.
感谢主来到聚会里。
But we thank the Lord that we come to our gatherings.
属天的空气。
We can breathe this heavenly air. And this brings us health.
你看，今天人有很多人为了健康啊，还跑到山顶上去呼啊。
Some people who really are pay attention to this will go up to the mountains to breathe fresh air.
跑到海边去呼吸。
Or they go to the ocean side to breathe fresh air.
他知道这个对健康有益。
Because they know that there is this is good for your health.
我们常常讲，在教会里面应该是充满爱的气氛。
And we often speak of the fact that in our gatherings, love needs to be in our atmosphere.
我们上次讲过。
Last time we mentioned.
在神的生命的习性里面有两个重要的点。
In the nature of God, there are two traits.
啊，一个是圣洁。
One is holiness.
另外一个是公义。
And the other one is righteousness.
啊，我们知道这两样的性情。
We know that these two traits
非常的重要
are very important.
因为呢，神的爱是建造在这两个根基上的。
Because the love of God is established on these two things.
如果没有圣洁，没有公义，那个爱不是神的爱。
If there is no holiness and no righteousness, then it is not the love of God.
是的，我们在聚会中要得着温暖，得着神的爱。
It is true that when we gather before the Lord, we need to sense the warmth and the love of God.
我们呼吸天上的空气。
We breathe that heavenly air.
这也是今天聚会很重要的意义。
And this is also one of the very important meanings in our gathering.
还有一面。
One other aspect.
因为聚会不是个人。
In our gatherings, it is not an individual thing. It is a corporate.
也可以说是一个身体。
It is a body.
所以我们在聚会中需要操练身体的感觉。
So in our gatherings, we need to experience the feeling of a body.
圣经教导我们要彼此相顾，彼此相爱。
The Bible tells us to love one another, to care for one another.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个聚会的意义非常的重要。
So brothers and sisters, the meaning of our gatherings is very important.
所以因此呢，弟兄姊妹们，我们已经有了主的生命。
So we already have, since we already have the life of the Lord.
我们也求主让我们能养成一个良好的聚会习惯。
May we ask the Lord to give us good habits in our gatherings.
我们刚才读到哥林多前书十一章啊。
Earlier we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
你看保罗在那里讲到哥林多教会的光景，他们一个坏习惯。
Paul is describing some of the bad habits in the church of Corinthians.
他们连擘饼聚会的时候，他们都表现得这么糟糕的。
That even as they break bread, they displayed this really awful habit.
啊，那么他们这个坏习惯。
This bad habit
使得比保罗对他们说什么呢？
Caused Paul to say to them,
你们的聚会不是受益，那是遭损。啊，这个受益呢，它原文的意思是 better, 遭损是 worse。啊，
So it caused Paul to say, I do not praise you because you come together not for the better, but for the worse.
用英文的意思来解释，应该我们越聚会越好，光景越好。
In the English word, it means that the more we meet, the better off we should be.
结果呢，哥林多的教会是什么？越聚越糟糕。你看
But the church in Corinth at that time, the more they met, the worse off they were.
所以他们没有一个好的习惯。
So they did not have good habits.
所以那个聚会呢，不给人带来益处。
So it did not bring any real meaning to the saints.
这是多么可惜的一件事情。
And this is such a loss.
所以聚会的这个习惯的养成，第一个重要的点就是不可停止聚会。
So in the first meaning, the principle in our gatherings is we cannot stop our gatherings.
一个基督徒欢喜聚会是好的习惯。
A Christian who likes coming to church meetings is has good habits.
但是呢，我们不是光人来到聚会里面就可以了。
But it's not simply you being physically present.
你们原谅我这样说。
Allow me to say this.
今天有在全天下都很多基督徒都是这样，到了礼拜天，他就因为是基督徒嘛，他想一定要去聚会。
They allow me to say this, that many Christians, because it's Sunday, they say, well, it's because it's Sunday, I have to come to church.
但是心里面有点不大甘愿。
But in their hearts, they have this, they're not at peace.
但是不去那么良心又不安。
But then if they don't go, then they're also not at peace.
这是麻烦。
So this is very complicated.
所以你知道，今天在美国各地，很多是所谓的拿着圣经做礼拜。
And throughout the world, there are many what we call Sunday Christians.
反正都在聚会里面坐一坐，等等散了会，他就良心平安。
And some people come on Sundays to fulfill their spiritual duty, and then they feel satisfied.
不不，弟兄姊妹，这样的聚会是可怜的聚会。
This type of gathering is a very pitiful gathering.
因为在马太福音第十八章里面告诉我们。
In the book of Matthew, verse 18, it tells us.
他说若有两三个人。
It says, where two or three.
奉着我的名聚会的时候。
Gathered in my name.
请我们注意下面的话。
Pay attention to the last part.
他说我就在他们中间。
It says, I am in their midst.
这是多么重要一件事情。
What an important thing.
所以在聚会里面是主在这里。
So in our gatherings, God is among us.
所以你不仅人来到这里。
So it's not just physically coming to the meeting.
你心里面也要尊重主的同在。
In our hearts, we need to respect the presence of God.
所以我们最好的聚会情形是怎样的？
So the best scenario when we gather is,
一到聚会的时候，我们能早一点来到主跟前。
Is that we can come a little bit early to the meetings.
能够安静在主的跟前。
That we can quiet ourselves before the Lord.
我们在这里与主有交通。
That we can have communion with God.
我们注视他。
That we can exalt him.
我们等候他。
That we can wait on him.
所以来到聚会里面。
So when we come to the gatherings,
我们还是会把我们整个注意力放在主身上。
We need to learn to put our focus solely on the Lord.
你知道在教会历史上，凡是复兴的年代，
In church history, revivals that we've seen,
神的儿女们聚会的习惯都被改变。
The habits of all the saints were changed.
人就欢喜来到主跟前。
And people joyfully came before the Lord.
并且他们一到主跟前。
And not only that, when they came before the Lord,
他们根本不在乎，不管他外面是什么。
They did not care about anything else.
他们就在那里亲近主。
They worshiped and they drew near to the Lord.
有的人就在那里读圣经。
Many of them were sitting there reading the Bible, quieting themselves before God.
因为他们尊重主已经在聚会里了。
Because they respected the fact that God's presence is already here.
今天呢，假使我们光聚一个属人的会啊。
Today, if we only are a gathering of people, simply,
你眼中没有主。
And in your eye, you don't see God.
所以有的人呢，聚会大家坐还是跑来跑去的。
And in our meetings, you see people walking back and forth.
人家都已经坐好，他还在那里跑来跑去。
Everyone is already seated, but maybe you're still walking around.
这个对我们来讲，我们里面缺少对主的尊重。
This speaks of the fact that we have we haven't respected enough the Lord's presence.
我们不要讲什么国家的元首，比如公司里面如果大老板在那里召聚开会。
We're not even talking about public figures in the government, but even just within a company.
我想你都不敢迟到，对不对？
I don't think you would be late to a meeting.
你老早就坐在那里了。
You would be there before the meeting starts.
你不会老板已经在那里还能跑来跑去的，不会的。
If your boss is sitting there, you won't be in the back running around.
所以圣经也给我们个例子。
So the Bible gives us an example.
当主耶稣来到伯大尼之家的时候。
That when the Lord Jesus came to the house of Bethany.
玛利亚坐在主的脚前。
Mary sat before by the feet of the Lord.
那个马大就是跑来跑去。
Martha was running around doing busy work.
忙到这个事，忙到那个事。
She was doing all this busy work.
哦，她还发怨言呢。
And she actually was upset at.
他对主说：“主啊，你看我忙来忙去，我的妹子坐在那里，她也不帮忙，你不叫她来帮忙。”
She even got upset at her sister and complained to the Lord and said, "Here I am making all these preparations, and here my sister is sitting there."
结果主说什么
？But what did the Lord say?
主说：“马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑愁烦。”
She said, "Martha, Martha." You are worried and bothered by all of these other things.
这就告诉我们说，他的心中还没有主呢。
So this speaks of the fact that in her heart and in her mind, the Lord is not there.
想做事情。
She just wanted to pay attention to doing the busy work.
上好的福分。
But Mary has already chosen the better part.
是不能夺去的。
That cannot be taken away.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters,
特别把这个故事记在那里，对我们重要的提醒。
The Bible clearly mentions the story to remind us.
哇，你知道我们这些人呐，我们人呐，实在是有时候很聪明。
Mankind is we are all truly very intelligent.
有的人就这么解释了。
Some people explain it in this way.
我们今天最好啊，里面是玛利亚，外面是马大。
Some people say, well, it's better if inside were Mary, but outside were Martha.
圣经从来没这样讲过。
The Bible has never mentioned anything like this.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果你持守这么一个观念，你为自己找借口。
And if you believe in this, this understanding, it's only excuses that you are making. So may the Lord have mercy on us. That we may have a love and a true care for our church gatherings.
一到了聚会的时候,
that when we come to the meetings,
我们能早一点来到主的跟前,
that we can come before it starts,
安静坐在这里,
to quiet ourselves down.
你心中必须有个感觉,
we need to have this feeling,
主已经在这里了,
that the presence of God is already here.
你还敢主在这里还迟迟来进来, 不行的。
If God is here, how dare you walk in late?
我们求主怜悯我们。
So may the Lord have mercy on us.
这个聚会不迟到是好的习惯。
Not being late to meetings is a good habit.
我们有一位很年长的弟兄啊。
There was an elderly brother.
他从前住在西雅图的时候。
When he used to live in Seattle.
他从年轻就有这个好习惯。
From a very young age, he had this good habit.
所以他每一次聚会都很早来。
So before every meeting, he came quite a bit earlier.
So 我们常常礼拜二祷告聚会的时候。
So oftentimes at our Tuesday night prayer meetings.
我就跟我姊妹讲，快跑，我们来个快跑。
I would tell my wife, we need to run quickly.
因为我们去晚了之后呢，就叫我们年长弟兄啊吃闭门羹，他就在那进不来了。
So if we are late, then our elderly brother will not be able to go into the meeting.
我们七点半祷告。
Our prayer meeting starts at 7:30.
你会看见他每次都七点钟就到。
Every Tuesday, 7 o'clock, he's there.
我们门还没开呢。
The doors are not even open.
有两次就站在门口。
There were a couple of times where he was just standing there.
我真是感觉很羞愧。
And I was very ashamed.
我年轻的时候其实也在那个好的气氛里面受过教导的。
And when I was younger, in a good teaching environment.
我聚会是喜欢早到。
I really enjoy.Liked coming to meetings early.
这两年因为我身体的软弱，所以有很多时候这个会有点单眼，心里感觉很惭愧。
And recently, because of health issues, I have felt I felt indebted to the Lord.
所以我们不要以为说我们早来这里没事干干嘛聊天或者去东跑西跑的，不不不，弟兄姊妹们，你有一个安静的心在主的跟前是蒙福的。
So don't feel like, oh, if you come early, there's nothing to do but to chat or walk around. But we need to quiet ourselves and prepare our hearts.
请我们记得。
And then you will be blessed. So we need to remember.
凡是奉他名的聚会。
And any gathering that is in His name,
他就在我们中间。
He is there.
我们真的爱主吗？
Do we really love the Lord?
我们真的尊重主吗？
Do we really respect the Lord?
我们真的看重他吗？
Do we really pay attention to Him?
我们常常用我们的行为证明我们轻看他。
In our actions, many times we display that we don't care about Him.
我们需要改变。
We need to change.
求主怜悯我们。
May God have mercy on us.
我们对世上的人，我们尚且不是这样。
Regarding the people of the world, we're not even like this.
我们怎么可以对主是这样的呢？
How can we treat the Lord this way?
所以聚会里有聚会的习惯。
So in our church gatherings, we need to have this sort of habit.
我也深信一件事情。
And I'll speak of one thing.
我深信一件事情。
I believe in one thing.
如果我们能够因主爱的感动而在这方面有改变，教会很快就复兴了。
I believe that if we can really be moved and be changed in this, then the atmosphere in our gathering will quickly change.
那么另外一件事情。
The other thing.
因为我们来到聚会，不仅敬拜我们的主。
Not only are we here to worship God.
我们也和众圣徒有交通。
We also have fellowship with our brothers and sisters.
我们要学会在主的膏油的里面跟弟兄姊妹有交通。
We need to learn to have fellowship under the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
我们一个礼拜才有一次难得全教会聚在一起。
Once a week, it's a great opportunity where we can have everyone gather.
给我们一点恩典，恩典的言语能帮助我们其他弟兄姊妹。
We need to ask the Lord for grace and so that the words of grace can roll off our lips to bless others.
所以最好那个闲话少说。
So all the other chit-chat we should speak less of.
当然讲是非是更糟糕的。
And, oh, gossips are even worse.
我们今天来到主跟着相互激发叫大家好好的爱主的。
Today as we come together we need to encourage everyone to follow after the Lord.
所以我们要使聚会的生活使我们得益处。
So that in our gatherings we can find true meaning.
同样我们在聚会生活中我们是操练身体的感觉。
And likewise, when we gather together, we are here to experience the body life.
因为聚会里面有聚会的灵。
Because in the meeting, there is the, spirit in the meeting.
圣灵运行在整个聚会。
The Holy Spirit is moving.
所以我们最好能够放下个人的感觉。
So it's best if we put aside our own feelings.
在聚会里学习摸着生命的感觉。
That we would learn to touch the spirit of the meeting.
像有的时候擘饼聚会，主感动你提诗，你就提诗歌。
So sometimes during breaking of bread, if the spirit moves you to pick a hymn, you pick a hymn.
主感动你祷告，你就祷告。
If the spirit touches you to moves you to pray, then you pray.
摸着那个生命的感觉。
You need to touch. We need to touch the feeling of that.
主让我们讲道，主让我们交通，都要摸着生命的感觉。
If the Lord tells us to speak or to pray, we need to touch that sense of life.
你连听到都需要生命的感觉。
Even when we listen to a message, we need to touch that life.
所以那位年长的姊妹啊，她过去给我实在有很好的帮助。
So that elderly sister has given me much help.
她教导我能够学会每时每刻保守主的同在。
She taught me that At all times, I need to preserve the presence of God.
她一面听到，也是一面保守主的同在。
Even as she was listening to messages, she was preserving the presence of God.
所以任何时候，你问她今天聚会好不好？好啊。
So anytime if you ask her, how was the meeting today? She'd respond, very good.
其实那天呢，可能讲道人讲得不好。
Maybe even that day, the person delivering the message was not eloquent.
但是他没有浪费时间。
But he did not waste time.
今天呢，我们有时候常，你们原谅我这样讲。
And allow me to say this.
过去我听见有弟兄们这样说。
And I've heard some brothers speak about this.
哎呀，今天我就聚会浪费时间。
Today was in the church meeting. It was a waste of time.
什么都没得着。
I didn't gain anything.
弟兄姊妹们，你不懂得聚会的意义。
Brothers and sisters, if you feel this, then you don't understand the true meaning of gathering. Today, if in the gathering you preserve the presence of God, you touch the feeling of life, then there is meaning for you in this meeting. Although man can make errors, but God will never make errors. Can we please remember? If you gather in my name, then I am in your midst. The greatest blessing that we can have is the presence of God. Today, I keep mentioning that this podium is just a tradition. We can't change this. So everyone here that's listening to the message, you need to preserve the presence of God. You cannot allow what is delivered on the podium to affect that. But sometimes if there's encouragement, then we thank God.
感谢主,
and maybe the brother up here cannot explain something properly, but thank the Lord that his presence is in the meeting.
你看这个聚会,
isn't it true that these good habits are important?
求主怜悯我们,
please, may the Lord have mercy on us.
让我们真正在聚会中能摸到生命的感觉,
so that in our gatherings we can truly touch that sense of life.
那我们的聚会才有真正的意义,
then our church gatherings will have true meaning. And in our meetings we can truly give the worship to God.
另外还有一件事情,
one other thing, although these things appear to be outward things,
但是呢,
but it also affects the condition of the church.
我们晓得今天呢,
we know that today God has given us a meeting place. Although this is not the temple, but it is a place where God's children gather. So as we gather, we need to pay attention to our own habits. We know that in the Old Testament,
那个圣殿,
the temple,
那可以说呢，是在整个以色列地里面最干净的一个地方。
We can say that the temple in all of Israel, it was the cleanest place.
虽然在旧约时代中比今天这个意义重大一点，因为神住在那里。
Of course, in the Old Testament time, the meaning of that was different because God dwelled in the temple.
今天神是住在我们众人的里面。
Today, God dwells among His people.
所以我们不需要外面的圣殿。
So we don't need this outward temple.
但是我们也需要个聚会的地方。
But we need a physical place to meet.
所以呢，在原则上面来讲，
so in principle,
我们应当保持这个地方的整个的清洁。
We need to keep our gather meeting place clean.
所以你看他们当年去圣殿里面的时候,
so you can see that in the past when they went into the temple,
谁敢到那里什么衣服乱丢，什么什么东西乱放的, 没有的, 对不对?
Would they dare toss their coat and aside and make a mess?
那个地方是维持的最干净的地方。
That in the temple, that was the cleanest place. Because that is the place where God would commune with man. So today, the same principles apply. This is not a temple. But it is a place where the saints gather. May God have mercy on us. May we not bring the bad habits that we have at home into the meeting place. At home, you can kick your shoes off anywhere, throw your coat on the floor, make a big mess. But please remember, this is a meeting place. So we need to keep this meeting place clean. So we need to allow those good habits that are cultivated in our meetings be brought into our home life. Then you will be blessed.
所以我们求主怜悯我们。
So may God have mercy on us.
啊，我们到了这个聚会地方，是我们蒙恩的地方。
That when we come to this meeting place, it is a place of blessing.
不仅是我们一同敬拜主的地方。
Not only is it a place where we come together to worship God.
也是我们在这里与主相会的地方。
But this is also a place where we meet God.
也是我们在这里操练生活的地方。
It is also a place where we can practice the life that is within us.
今天神不仅注重我们里面个人里面生命的成长。
Today the Lord not only will pay attention to that personal growth of life within us.
主也注视整个教会里面主的生命有没有达到成熟。
But he pays attention also to the life that is in the church, whether it is mature or not.
所以我们可以说这个习惯就证明我们生命的程度。
So we can say it this way, that our habits speak of our spiritual condition.
我想我借着主的话和弟兄姊妹们有一个相互的勉励。
I think that with the word of God, we have this mutual encouragement.
我们巴望今天主把我们一同聚在这个地方。
That today the Lord allows us to gather.
每一个弟兄姊妹属灵的生命的成长都能美好。
Every brother and sister, the growth of the life of the Lord within us is good.
我们也盼望我们整个教会光景的生命能够达到成熟。
And the Lord hopes that we are the life within us can be grown together as a church to mature.
这样主的见证在我们中间呢。才有真正的实际的一个显出呢。
Then the testimony of the Lord will have true, a true manifestation.
所以这是今天主在我们身上的寄望，也是主给我们的带领。
So this should be our hope in the Lord, and this is a leading from the Lord.
我们盼望圣灵能借着这些话，给我们每个弟兄姊妹都有美好的引导。
May the Lord through His Spirit give each one of us this leading.
我再说。
I'll say again.
圣经呢，可以说明显给我们三件重要的事。
The Bible clearly tells us three important things.
希望弟兄姊妹能记得。
I hope that brothers and sisters will remember.
头一个。
The first one.
神给我们最大的恩典。
God has given us the greatest grace.
就是借着主耶稣把他的生命赐给我们。
That through His Son, the Lord Jesus, He has given us life.
第二件重要事情。
The second thing.
神关注我们每一个弟兄姊妹生命成长的光景。
The Lord pays attention to that growth of life that is within each one of us. And the third thing.
他也关心他的教会在地上，在生命上有没有达到成熟。
He cares whether or not the life within this church is mature.
这个年日过得很快啊。
The years pass by quickly. And we're about to conclude another year. May each year that passes by, may we truly have growth in the Lord. So we need to have mutual encouragement. And we know that the return of our Lord is near. May the Lord allow us to choose that better part.
那么最后呢，我想我们来唱一首诗歌。
And lastly, may we sing one song.
然后我们一同在主面前能有一点祷告。
And then we can have some prayer before the Lord.
我们请大家起立来唱。
Can we all stand and sing?
诗歌567首。
Hymn 567.
第一三五，只唱一三五。
Just stanzas 1, 3, and 5。
我们一起在主面前唱这首歌。
Let's sing this together before the Lord.
愿我们真是像诗歌所说的，我们深处有这样的祷告。
May we just like the lyrics in this hymn, may we have this prayer.
我们说，哦主，求你长在我心。
And O Jesus Christ, grow thou in me.
弹一句好吧，我们一起来。
哦主，求你长在我心，你爱在我心。
May we all pray in one accord.
主啊，仰望你的怜悯，纪念这是你的家。主啊，让我们真是能够在你的面前存敬畏的心。主啊，我们生活中有许多败坏的天性，我们求你用你自己的性情来代替。主啊，救我们脱离我们所不能脱离的软弱，把你的教会带到一个完全美好的境地。主，我们渴望你能够回到你的百姓当中。主啊，早晨我们就仰望你的恩典，深信你的怜悯。谢谢。主，我们一同侍立在你的跟前。
Lord, we prostrate before you together.
我们仰望你，给我们有更深的拯救。
And Lord, we ask that you would give us a greater saving grace.
把我们放在你所要的光景中。
That you could place us in a condition that is pleasing to you.
主啊，你已经把你的生命赐给我们。
You have already given us your life.
我们实在承认在我们身上生命的成长还是非常的迟缓。
We confess that our spiritual growth is weak.
以至于我们属灵的生活一直还活在软弱的光景中。
And we still live in our condition of weakness.
我们求你改变我们。
Lord, may you change us.
主啊，总教你所赐给我们丰盛的生命。
You have given us this abundant life.
能够在我们里面有更多的改变。
May that change us even more within.
主啊，我们也承认我们聚会的生活仍旧有许多的软弱。
And Lord, in our church gatherings, we confess that we have many weaknesses.
我们求你向我们显现。
May you reveal that to us.
好叫我们对你能有更多的尊重。
So that we can have more respect for you.
主啊，你没有保留任何事物。
Lord, you did not withhold anything from us.
你把你自己完全给了我们。
You have given us yourself completely.
并且付上极其重大的代价。
And you have paid the ultimate price.
主，我们不能忘记这个恩典。
Lord, we cannot forget this grace.
我们求你在你的怜悯中。
We plead that in your mercy.
减少我们对你的亏欠。
May you decrease our, all the debt that we have before you.
不叫我们在见你面的日子羞愧。
So that when we come before you, we won't have this debt.
今天你还给我们机会。
Lord, today you have still given us opportunity.
我们向你恳切地祷告。
And we earnestly plead before you.
拯救你的教会。
Save your church.
脱离属地的影响。
That you would, not allow the things, the influences of the world to be in the church.
拯救你的教会。
Save your church.
脱离仇敌的权势。
That we could be free from the power of Satan.
拯救你的教会。
Save your church.
脱离我们自己的一个愿望。
So that we can be free from our own desires.
主啊，我们承认。
Lord, we confess.
人的言语是有限的。
That the tongue of man is limited.
唯有你的圣灵能做无限量的工作。
May your spirit do that work that, of impossibility.
求你在这些年间。
That in these years.
复兴你自己的作为。
May you revive your people.
我们等候在你的面前。
We wait before you.
我们也深信主，你会按照你上好的旨意带领我们。
And we also, believe that you will accomplish your good will.
我们愿意等候你。
And we will wait for you.
我们从深处再把感谢赞美都归给你。
From the depths of our being, we want to give your praise again.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' most precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.